Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. A year ago, I wrote in Liberty's monthly newsletter a number of possible negative developments to watch out for. Most of them happened. 2 weeks ago, I wrote a new list of possible negative financial and political developments this year, one of which has already occurred. That was the expansion of worldwide military activity, with the U.S. and Britain bombing Yemen's Houthis. Other possible developments that might need your attention include the expansion of the BRICS consortium at the beginning of this month that could increase the pressure to reduce the use of the U.S. dollar in international commerce. That could push down the purchasing power faster than other paper currencies are falling. Global central banks may continue their recent record purchases of gold reserves, partly financed by dumping U.S. dollars. All of this could contribute to far higher consumer price increases this year than last year. Don't be surprised if there are more American bank failures this year, though the government may try to disguise some of them by having larger banks absorb them before they officially collapse. The continuing signs that the U.S. economy is already in a recession may become so blatant that the politicians and bureaucrats may stop trying to redefine it out of existence and instead try to place the blame for it on anyone but themselves. Last, I fully expect this year's elections will be the most contentious ever. 2 months ago, a judge in Connecticut voided the Democrat primary voting for the candidate to run for mayor of Bridgeport, Connecticut's largest city. Expect that to be an appetizer for what you may see this year. I anticipate lawsuits galore filed by candidates from every party, both before and after the elections, and even civil unrest, no matter which candidates are reported as being elected. As for gold and silver, it would only take a couple of these developments to occur for prices to end of the year much higher than they are right now. For your own protection, I suggest you do your own due diligence and then acquire some wealth insurance through ownership of bullion-priced physical gold and silver. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.